can truly be.
WXLO New York is owned and operated by RKO General Incorporated, with studios located at 1440 Broadway, New York City, and transmitter located at 350 Fifth Avenue, New York City.
You're on the power line.
All right, everybody, it's power line time, and I'm John Rivers, your power line host for the next half hour. Please stand by. Music and good talk coming up, and I'll also tell you how to get the Hippo Transfer and other goodies all for free. So get a pen and paper right now to take down the Powerline address. I'll give it to you later. Enough of me, John Rivers. Now let's get to the music on Powerline.
You're on the Powerline.
Loggins and Messina open Powerline this week with their usual good stuff. Getting started with this one called Growin'.
Ed been mistreated.
Push round. When will I be loved?
When I find a new man that I want for mine.
Catch who that was, I'll tell you right now. Linda Ronstadt. And when will I be loved? Let's take time out from the music for this story I want to lay on you. How about it? It was bound to happen. It just had to occur. A park ranger has been accused of shooting a snowmobile. You heard me right. A National Park Service ranger has been suspended for 9 days from his job because he shot a snowmobile. Arthur Sedlak, a ranger technician at the Walton Station of the West Glacier National Park, has been suspended after halting a snowmobile's operation near US 2. Sedlak fired a .38 caliber pistol into the motor of a snowmobile owned by Ed Peterson of Great Falls, Montana. Sedlak, in my estimation, is a new folk hero. He shall go down in history as the man that shot the snowmobile out of utter frustration. When a man hates a snowmobile, he hates it with a super passion. We don't know the details, but I wish we did. The story is great as it stands, though. We love it. Sedlak has been banished to attend a law enforcement school in Washington, D.C. for 6 weeks. The punishment of a 9-day suspension is not bad, but after beautiful Montana, 6 weeks in the nation's capital should really be rough on him. And maybe while there, he'll lobby for an open hunting season on snowmobiles. All of this is a most interesting story, and I chuckle every time I think about frustrated Sedlak whipping out his pistol and plugging the snowmobile right into the engine, killing it dead right there on the spot. I don't think we'd have had such an interesting story if the ranger had been cool, calm and collected and patient like Christians are supposed to be. And Christians aren't perfect anyway. And they lose their cool, get irritated and impatient and frustrated. But Christians have an inner strength to call on that others don't have. You know, Christians blow it frequently, and we get sorry and ask forgiveness and get it. And the better grade of Christian readily admits his imperfections and doesn't play the hypocrite game. Yep, even Christians would have had an impulse to shoot a snowmobile and just might do it. That's all the story, but I hope you picked up some good thoughts and ideas from it and that you'll think about them later. Right now, I want to tell you about the great Powerline offer. If you got an iron and a t-shirt, you're in luck. Really, could be any piece of clothing. But anyway, we'll send you free our unusual hippopotamus transfer. It's ugly purple, 9 inches by 6, and we think you'll love it. Thing is, you can only get it from Powerline. And that's not all. Along with the goofy hippo transfer, we'll send you a Powerline calendar full of hundreds of crazy dates. Still not all. You also receive a copy of today's Powerline script. Everything for free. Just write Powerline, Fort Worth, Texas, zip 76101, and ask for free deal number 20. I'll give you the address and more about the free gifts later, but right now, old brother John wants to take a Powerline break.
Great disasters of our time, or how radio could have changed history's course.
My name is General Custer, an ingenious general I. Although inclined to bluster, I'm an awfully decent guy. We left this morn for Little Bighorn with little information. We hadn't heard a discouraging word, so with no trepidation, we faced the whole Sioux Nation. Say, mister, may I borrow your transistor?
And that was Sweet Sue, played for General Custer. General, there are Indians in your area, so cool it.
Scout, take this message to Captain Haynes.
Yes, sir.
The Sioux are all around us in a warlike attitude. Great Scott, my brave young soldiers, I think we're being sued. But forewarned is forearmed, and none of us shall be harmed. I alerted Captain Haynes to follow us with planes.
You accepted radio in 1876, why not airplane? And you have to admit it's a dramatic way of demonstrating that radio is a good thing to have going for you. Not only for constant entertainment, but to protect you in times of emergency. And radio...
You're on the power.
These are some guys who met in England when their fathers were stationed there in the Air Force. And aside from that bit of info, they have a new hit out. Here's America and Sister Golden Hair.
Well, I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. But I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine. Well, I keep on thinking about you, Sister Golden Hair Surprise. And I just can't live without you, can't you see it in my eyes? I've been one poor correspondent, I've been too hard to find. But it doesn't mean you ain't been on my mind. Will you meet me in the middle? Will you meet me in the middle? Well, I tried to fake it, I don't mind saying, I just can't make it.
Seals and Crofts, what do you want to do now?
I'll play.
lights are shining and the microphone is on. I play for you. So many will be the blessings and so short will be the time I'll stay with you. But I'll play for you. I love you, yes I do. You can say that I'm your friend. You can see my life begin and end. I'll always play for you. Hear the band. Hear the band. Won't you let the music take you? Hear the band. Let this night go on forever. Don't you ever stop the music. Let your spirit. And I have come a long, long way just to play for you. My life is but a song I have written in many ways just to say to you. To say I love you, yes I do. And I'd like for you to be whatever you would like to be. You'll always be special to me. Hear the band. Hear the band. Won't you let the music take you? Hear the band. Let this night.
Okay now, let's get with it and do a Powerline problem letter. Hundreds of listeners write us each week asking for advice and counsel regarding personal problems and their troubles. Every letter is personally replied to promptly by mail. But we pick a letter or two each week to use on the air. You know, some people have similar problems, and you might get some valuable advice by listening to how someone else can handle a situation. So now, here's a letter and the reply made by our staff of trained counselors. I'm a student in college. My problem is that I fell in love with my best friend's girl. She finally got around to noticing it. Now my best friend lives 70 miles away. And on the weekends, either she goes to see him or he comes to see her. I've prayed to God many times to release my love for her so I can be her friend because she's lonesome a lot because her boyfriend's away. I also need to get her out of my mind so I can study. Please tell me how I can get over her and be a friend so it won't interfere with my studies. Is God punishing me by not allowing me to forget her? First of all, you need to cease the conditions which encourage love. Love isn't something that happens to persons against their will. They cultivate it. Love is made from caring and sharing and spending time so these blend. As long as you keep doing this, there's no way to diminish the feelings. It's extremely difficult to retreat to a satisfactory position in romance. It's hard to go from a condition of love to one of friendship. If conditions make it impossible for you to be her friend, you can cease to be that without becoming her enemy. You don't have to hate. You can just break your relationship, which is not only not promising, but is not profitable and is producing more agony than you ought to have to endure. You'll have a tendency to nurture and hold on to the feelings because they're pleasurable to you. The starting place is to make up your mind that you'll not tolerate any more juvenile fantasies when the goal is beyond your reach. It's a matter of getting tough with your own mental processes. Then you add action. Instead of sitting and dreaming, get up and do. Date other persons, whether you want to or not. It's the proper way to develop your own growing romantic life. And you need to expose yourself to many kinds of girls under many different conditions. Don't create a vacuum in your heart, but displace it with other persons and things. That's how the personal letter read that went out to the person who wrote in requesting help. And if you want some assistance relating to a problem you have or a question that needs an answer, the Powerline Problem Panel would like to hear from you too. We don't have any form letters or any stock answers, and each letter is treated personally and confidentially. Your answer comes to you in the mail. So if you want to hear from the panel about anything that pertains to your life, just explain it in a letter and mail it to the Powerline Problem Panel, Fort Worth, Texas, zip 76101. You'll be glad you asked for help. I'll repeat the address a little later, but right now it's time for a brief break before we return with more top records.
It's a big day for George Prokovic. He's after the Dudley Tool account.
It's a big day for John Drew. He's after the Dudley Tool account.
Prokovic flew in last night, taking advantage of a special rate he heard advertised on the radio.
Drew flew in this morning and paid the price. The full price.
Prokovic wakes up from a good night's sleep, turns on the radio, relaxes to music, and hears it's going to rain. He buys an umbrella.
Drew gets caught in a thunderstorm.
Prokovic arrives at Dudley Tool, fresh and confident.
Drew arrives at Dudley Tool. All wet.
Prokovic discusses a business report he heard on the radio. He has a good meeting with Dudley.
Drew discusses his wet suit. He has an uncomfortable meeting with Dudley.
Drew got hung out to dry. Prokovic got relaxed, got informed, and got the Dudley account. He used his head. He used his radio.
Radio is
here's one I really like. It's a little different from Michael Murphy's usual, but as usual, it sounds good. Wildfire.
She comes down from Yellow Mountain on a dark flatland she rides on a pony she named Wildfire. When the whirlwind by her side on a cold Nebraska night. Oh, they say she died one winter when there came a killing frost and the pony she named Wildfire busted down its stall. In a blizzard he was lost. She ran calling Wildfire. She ran calling Wildfire. She ran calling Wildfire. By the dark of the moon I planted it, but there came an early snow. There's been a hoot owl howling by my window now for six nights in a row. She's coming for me, I know. And on Wildfire we're both gonna go. We'll be riding Wildfire. We'll be riding Wildfire.
I just read about Reverend Vernon Smith in Paola, Kansas. Now, let me tell you about him and his idea. It may restore some of your faith in the clergy that you may have lost somewhere back along the way. Smith says that most church buildings and complexes lie empty and idle 6 days a week. So he proposes that there are many ways for churches to use their facilities to aid the poor, the disadvantaged, and the underprivileged. More than money, it takes a real commitment to live out Christianity as it has been offered to us. Smith cites examples. A church in a racially mixed neighborhood of Topeka operates a breakfast program for underprivileged children. A church in Washington, D.C. offers job counseling, economic advice, rent supplement programs, and training in homemaking techniques. Other churches offer Project Head Start centers, child daycare facilities, and clothing distribution projects. Smith says that the average church structure in America could be used on a continuing basis to eliminate the need of government programs to deal with the rising numbers of undereducated, underprivileged, and underemployed and underachieving persons in our society. He says to continue to inadequate and unsystem is not necessary, for we fingertips the source of all love and charity, and I don't even know his denomination and don't care, is a wise and concerned minister. He reminds me of some things another minister said 20 centuries ago. He was a Jewish fellow from Israel named Jesus Christ, who said, "When you helped my brothers in need, you were also helping me. And when you refused to help even the least of my brothers, you refused." So my friends, as Christ those who need us, think about that. And think about this. Liberty T-shirt. The picture is a purple hippopotamus, if you can imagine. You really have to see it to book 6 inches high by 9 inches wide. And when you along with the potamus transfer we'll call every day, you get our nut calendar, which has all sorts of irrelevant stuff on it. And whether you want it or not, you get reprints of script of this show. All the stuff is after the transfer scripts, just by writing to Powerline 20. I'll give you that address again later, but right now you're in line break before we get back to more records.
There is none so kind.
Don't call him Tramp, call him Super Tramp. A heavy song, bloody well right. Take it, Super Tramp.
So you think your schooling was funny? I guess it's hard not to agree. Money. And who is in your family tree? Right, right. You got a bloody right there. Bloody well right, right to say.